Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You live with someone, most of us do. If you do live with someone, or you have lived with someone, or whatever, probably haven't thought about it, but there are things you do differently when you know your significant other's not there, bless you, keep an eye on you. Not because they're the boss of you, but you know they have a preference for how things are done, and maybe you do it out of respect. Or maybe they are the boss of you and you don't want to get nagged, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. But what do you do differently when you're home and they're not there? Like even little things. For example, it used to be there were certain things that I wasn't allowed to put in the dishwasher during my first marriage. And it was fine.
What do you mean?
But when she was gone, then I would put the steak knives in there. I'm like, if they're going to be fine. One wash, they're going to be fine.
I'm not allowed to put steak knives in the dishwasher either.
It dulls them, man. It dulls them.
Well, I sharpen them.
Yeah. I know, but that, yeah, if you've got the ones that aren't serrated, the serrated ones are harder to sharpen.
Yeah.
How does it dull them?
Because of the detergent in there. It's getting pummeled with soap.
Yeah, and don't you know, soap is very, very bad for metal.
It's granular.
I don't know. I don't get it either.
It's granular.
All the chefs I've ever worked with wash their knives, and they've always said, as long as you sharpen them, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So the moment I heard that, I was like, all right. But if I have a significant other that doesn't want me to do that, I don't do it. I don't put my cast iron in the dishwasher either.
Oh, no,
and I would be pissed if somebody put any of my cast iron, because I only
would be
cast iron.
Yeah, that'll F it up. Yeah that'll rust it all up immediately.
But yeah.
You don't do that.
The moment I started working with chefs, I was like, it's been a lie my whole life. And they're like, I mean, you should be sharpening your knives anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Well,
with
that permission, I will never, ever not put a steak knife in the dishwasher now.
I just buy cheap ones. And so when I notice when I put them in the dishwasher, they don't last as long because the knife will actually separate from the handle because it's plastic.
Those do sound
crappy.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you can get new ones.
If you have nice wood handle ones.
Maitland, you have a roommate. Do you have stuff like this with your roommate where you're like, oh, she's not here? Not that she's bossing you around or anything like that, but, you know, you just have more space where you spread out. Like, what's different when she's gone?
I think I leave things in the sink. I don't, like, wash them right away and put them in the dishwasher. I just kind of leave it there until I feel like dealing with it. That's kind of just more what I do. It's a more relaxed environment. And, yeah, I don't usually get the place to myself very often, like, for a whole night. So, it's usually you have that. It's not that I'm anxious that she's coming home, but just knowing somebody's coming home, you're kind of on top of your game a little bit.
Yeah. Well, respectful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad. It's a courteous
thing. But when you have the place to yourself for a night or two and you're just like, man, I'm going to spread out. I'm going to leave this out. I'm no holds barred.
We want to hear from you if your life changes. Whose life changes the most when their significant other / roommate or whomever is out of town for a few days? Like, everything just changes. Like, well, I'm vegetarian because she wants me to be. But when she's gone, all I do is eat steak and, you know,
party.
Something like that.
Yeah, where you really take advantage of the day or two. Yeah, mine doesn't change too much. Like, I've lived alone for a while now. But what I am not as good at is getting my clothes put away. And the thing is, I'm pretty good at doing laundry and folding the stuff, but then I'll leave it on the counter instead of just walking it back to the bedroom and putting it in the t-shirt hole.
Right. You know, like in the t-shirt hole.
Well, you know, I mean the slot on the shelving. Yeah. And so I go, why don't I just finish that job? I go back there all the time and I can't go into my house without passing the laundry room. So I literally, that's the freeway. Why don't I just pick it up, man?
So instead, you walk to the laundry room to get clothes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll go, oh, yeah, I forgot to put those away.
I guarantee you're not the only one who does that.
Grab those.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I make more little piles when I don't live with someone else. I have counter piles.
This text, whenever my husband is gone, I don't recycle. I threw everything in the trash, and it makes me so happy because I'm so tired of getting recycle nagged. even though I believe that we should recycle when we can, I'm so annoyed by him asking, what number is on that, on the plastic, and then telling me that that number is acceptable or this one needs to be put in a special bin.
I just look at it and I go, it's got a triangle. I assume it can be recycled. If it can't, they'll figure it out.
Well, then I watched the Last Week Tonight about that recycling, and most of the ones with a triangle, they don't recycle anyway.
Yeah.
It was all set up by the plastics industry to make us think that it's our problem.
Man, I just watched this real, we're just going to go down a recycling black hole for a second. I watched this really cool short little thing about how Singapore uses their plastic bottles to build roads. And then the other recycling stuff, when they burn it, they use the energy from burning it to power the city. So they are the most efficient as for recycling and waste of
those both
any
seem
country
like,
in the world. Isn't that wild? And their roads are incredible.
Those both seem like really manageable things to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're, I mean, they're in Singapore. This is a huge, massive city. I know one of my exes, actually, most of my exes are very similar people. They are all very health conscious. So like yoga classes and then breakfast at home afterwards. I love that. But honestly, my brain works like if I go to 9:30 yoga class, I get out at 10:30. I'm going to go home and shower and then I'm going to brunch because I worked for it. So when they're not home,
coming home and eating something healthy.
Like, it's nice. You know, it's fine. I didn't cancel out the work I did at the yoga classes. But when I'm living by myself, it sure is easier to cancel that yoga class and buy a biscuit from the bakery down the street that's greasy as hell.
Right. Like,
my roommate, she gets up early as hell, goes to the gym every day. And whenever we're out and about running errands and I'm like, man, I'm getting kind of hungry. Maybe I'll swing through McDonald's or whatever, just real quick. Because McDonald's is a nice treat every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
She is very judgy about certain fast food places. So like, no, we're not going to go to McDonald's. We're going to go to Tropical Smoothie. And I'm like, I just want a nasty little burger. Let me get that. Right. So yeah, when she's gone, I'll like I kind of feel like Kelly and get my secret burgers because I'm like, I know that you're my best friend and you wouldn't judge me, but you're judging me and I don't like it.
Yeah. You guys have a hilarious not marriage.
Yeah.
You do. This text, Maitland wilding out when her roommate's not home for a night, leaving her cereal bowl out. No holds barred, bitches.
Listen, I never have 5 minutes alone. Okay, so when I'm alone, that's as wild as it gets, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, what do you want her to do? Take a dump on the couch?
If I get drunk alone, that's sad.
Ooh,
eating cereal alone, that's fun.
Yes.
I really like this one. I posted this on social media at FBHW Show. A lot of people say, I take over the whole bed. The whole bed. A lot of people say that, but my favorite is from Dawn. I turn down the heat or the AC, or I turn the AC all the way up. Maybe that's supposed to be the opposite. I turn up the heat and turn the AC all the way down.
One way or another, the temperature is extreme. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I've lived with people before, roommates, that love to keep the house a little warmer than I do in the summer and then a little cooler than I do in the winter. And it was always my favorite. And they were gone. I'm like, I'm about to be cold as hell or hot as hell in this house. Depending on the weather, I'm trying to be cold when it's summertime. I like for it to feel like there's a fire in my house in the winter.
Do you like it when you go from inside your house outside? It feels like when you get into a warm car.
Yeah, like shockingly
like
different.
That, where it's like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But what's funny is when I rent my place out on Airbnb and people do that, I'm like, don't do that. My house is old. My AC is running like crazy now.
That would drive me crazy. I'd be like, well, just check the app. Oh, yeah. You don't need it that hot.
Turn it back up. Mm.
Most of the response we're getting on the app is just everybody getting naked.
I was just about to read one on that same thing. Guy here from Buffalo. I lay out a towel on the bed, turn the porn on with no regard for volume on the biggest TV we have, get out all the toys, and I take. Now, I want you to know this is written capital T, then A-K-E, period. Each of these words has a period after. Then I take, period, my, period, time.
All right.
Good for you.
You do it so much, you need a towel.
Yeah, what are you on your period? Why are you putting a towel underneath you?
Oh, I just assumed it was a guy. So.
It is a
guy.
Yeah,
no,
he
it is
a guy.
That's why I was just being stupid.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to get the stuff
things
messy.
Up.
Yeah, he's going to get it. He doesn't want to get a butt sweat everywhere.
How much do you need?
Butt sweat? Damn, you guys really working out over there.
I mean, if he's taking his time, I mean, sometimes might be.
This one. If my wife is gone, I'm in the living room with a guitar amplifier turned all the way up like I'm Marty at the beginning of Back to the Future and play until I can't stand anymore and have nature stream playing on the TV. So you're like jamming out to whatever rock or whatever you're playing, watching like the Oceans documentary.
just
that sounds jamming. Awesome.
Yeah, just whatever. Jamming. Yeah, I think making noise is like, to me, that's my favorite part, is that never having to think about, and if I had a roommate again, or if I ever live with somebody again, I won't be able to wake up and just play music and sing my lungs out in the shower. So like in those moments, if they weren't around, like when I was married and if she was out of town, it was like concert happening at 5 a.m., yes. You know, or whatever. It was cranking tunes.
This one, when my fiance is gone, I turn into a kid again and I play with my toy cars. I'm 33. It's fun. I think that's fantastic, honestly.
Yeah, for me, it's just food. It's just different food that I'll be eating.
Yeah.
Like, or takeout.
Because Annette, I don't think, she wouldn't judge you.
No.
But it's just weird with your family to be like, I'm getting Chinese again.
Yeah.
You guys are on your own.
Because she likes it well enough, but I could eat it every day.
This one, when my husband is gone, I get so excited for girl dinner. Handful of popcorn, a slice of cheese, yes. Maybe a couple nugs. No full meals, only snacks.
Sing it.
Girl dinner. Yeah, honestly, ever since I've been divorced, I've been eating so many girl dinners. It's crazy because I used to cook full-on meals for, you know, a husband and two kids.
Yeah.
And now I get these little tray of dumplings from, this is embarrassing, from Costco. They come in six in a tray. And people are like, wow, that's great. Like, you can split those up between a couple people. I'm like, split them up?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Of course you can.
This is my lunch and then my dinner later. And by that, I mean one tray at lunch and one tray at dinner. And then I eat like a bag of popcorn and a yogurt bowl to make myself feel better.
Yeah, I need to get some of them.
If we're talking about fantasy camp, you could give away all your money to charity too, but it doesn't mean we're going to. This one. Hey guys, why am I smoking pot on the couch right now, nude? Because my wife's not home. I'm listening to you guys. And that's what I do when she's gone. Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad to be a part of it.
Yeah. Anytime I've had roommates, if they're smokers, it's different. But if they're not smokers, that's one thing. It's like, all right, well, I'm not going out on the porch while you're gone. Well, I'm staying home in the house. I ain't going to be cold smoking outside. What do I look like?
There's a couple on the app, too, that are saying, just poop with the door open.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I still don't like doing that.
I don't either.
I feel too vulnerable when the door is open. there's that weird part in my brain.
Like what, a wolf is going to come through the door?
No, there's a part in my brain that says if that door is open at any time, somebody could bust through the door and now I'm vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And if the door is locked, it's one extra space that I can hear the door first door get kicked in and I have time to react.
Wait, so
maybe
when
you're not
going to
hear it as well, though, because the door is going to be shut.
So you live alone.
Yep.
So your boys aren't there on a day like that.
Yep.
You lock your bathroom door when you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lock. Really?
Habit. It's just habit. I've been doing that since I was a kid.
What if
I
your
didn't
pants
want,
were half down and you remembered you didn't lock the door? Would you stop and go lock it?
Yeah, would you do the waddle?
No, probably not. It depends on how close I am to crowning. I
mean, so you would honest, if you right? could.
Yeah, if
that's
I'm
the real
if
answer.
I'm still yeah. like, yeah, if I'm not in emergency mode and it's not that, because it's pretty close, it's really just a lean.
So, this text, my husband always apologizes because he loves to travel and hunt and fish a lot, but I love it. Thermostat as cold as can be, poverty chips and cheese for dinner. All the naps and books I want. No one telling me what to do. Sometimes I'm sad when he's coming back, even though I love him to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably pretty natural. This one. I turn the whole house into a goon cave, and it's nothing but gooning as much as I can. Have you heard that slang term?
No.
I just learned this one.
What entails gooning?
Gooning would be... treating yourself like an amusement park as though there are absolutely no inhibitions or anyone ever to see it. Like really going ham.
So just like flogging it down the hallway and Oh, I'm going to stand on the stand on the dining room table with it in my hand?
Yes.
Okay,
Who did you learn that from?
Kids?
Yeah.
Well, they did ask me if I knew what the slang term gooning was, and I said no, and then as soon as they left, I looked it up, and then I went back and I said, what do you think it means? And then they both got red-faced, and I said, that's what I thought. I said, let's not talk about gooning here. That's for dad's work in public.
Yeah. That's for the radio. No gooning until you have your own place.
Yeah. Just make sure you goon responsibly. That's not something my dad ever said.
No.
Hey, yeah. Let's go talk gooning.
Yeah.
You're a cool dad.
Mate, what's your goon sitch when you're roommates? Just kidding. I just wanted to use the phrase, what's your goon sitch? Don't answer anything.
I'm
Don't even make eye contact.
It on me.
Why is it you?
I'm young and fun.
I think that's it.
Most likely.
Tommy would have answered too quickly. He'd have been like, oh, let me spit out my candy corn.
I'm gooning right now. What?
I spent the whole weekend gooning.
I just shot a wad of nerds out, and I don't even know which hole.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what it sounds like. You just heard Tommy's goon finish just now when he went.
Yeah, I'm putting the.